Chapter 11. Return to Queen's Ferry. When I felt better, we started our journey again. We travelled quickly because we still had very little money. Soon, we were back in Queen's Ferry and we found a quiet inn there. Then Alan helped me find Mr. Rankailor, the family lawyer. "Perhaps he will be able to help me," I said to Alan. "I need to know more about my father and my uncle and why my uncle wanted to kill me." I went to Mr. Rankailor's house, and Alan returned to the inn. Mr. Rankailor asked me many questions about my parents, and I also told him about my uncle and the captain of the ship.
"That ship sank 2 months ago, David," said Mr. Rankailor. "Your friends Mr. and Mrs. Robertson are very worried. Mr. Robertson saw the posters offering a reward for you and your friend. He knows I am your father's family lawyer, and he asked me to help find you. He doesn't believe you helped to murder Colin Campbell."
Mr. Rankailor looked at me for a moment and then continued.
"Why did it take you 2 months to return to Queen's Ferry? And why didn't you contact Mr. Robertson?"
"I'll tell you, but you must promise to keep it a secret," I said. I started to tell him about the murder of Colin Campbell and my escape with Alan Stewart, but when I mentioned Alan, Mr. Rankailor stopped me and asked me not to use Alan's name.
"It's dangerous to use his name, and I don't want any trouble with the English soldiers," he said.
When I finished my story, Mr. Rankailor invited me to stay for dinner. He gave me some of his son's clothes to wear because my clothes were torn and dirty. At dinner, Mr. Rankailor told me about my father and my uncle, Ebenezer.
"Your father was the older son, and so he inherited the House of Shores," said Mr. Rankailor. "However, he and his younger brother Ebenezer fell in love with the same woman, your mother, and your father married her. Your father felt sorry for his brother and let him live in the House of Shores. Then he and your mother left the area and went to live in the north, and you were born there. People believed that your father was dead and that Ebenezer murdered him to get the House of Shores. They began to treat your uncle badly and he changed. He became a very cruel man. It was a tragedy for you and your parents because you all had no money, and a tragedy for your uncle because he was unhappy."
"Why is my uncle afraid of me?" I asked.
"Your father let Ebenezer live in the House of Shores, but by law, the house belongs to you, David," said Mr. Rankailor. "That's the reason your uncle Ebenezer paid the captain of the ship to kidnap you. It won't be easy to convince your uncle to give you your inheritance."
I thought for a few minutes, and then I said, "I have a plan, sir." I told Mr. Rankailor my idea, and I was happy that he agreed to help me. I also needed Alan's help for my plan.